This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How do you master your time? We'll talk about three different things. Number one, you have to value it. So this is the question of why. We already answered this in previous videos. Number two, you have to organize it. So the question of how. And number three, you have to constantly review it. So you're valuing your time, you're organizing your time, and you're constantly reviewing your time and your efforts. As for organizing your time, once your goals are clear and you set goals for your life that are linked to the afterlife and you're spending your time on goals that really matter to you, you have to master and organize your day-to-day activities. And this will require things that most people are aware of, maybe many people already utilize, something as simple as, for example, a to-do list for the day. And oftentimes, people waste time by being inefficient, not knowing what needs to be done, when it needs to be done, forgetting things left and right, making promises and forgetting. Write down certain things so that you're not spending your energy and your time memorizing these things and becoming distracted. So focus on your to-do list. Now, when you have your goals, naturally, they're going to be broken down into, let's say, a one-month goal, can be broken down into the weeks of the month or a daily goal, and you're going to have to complete that on a daily basis. So you have a to-do list, you're following through with it, you're seeing what's done and what's not, but most importantly is not becoming distracted. We're living in the 21st century, where distractions are a part of the system of life, where everything out there, every kind of corporation, every kind of technology, or most of them we can say, want to distract you, want to take your attention away. Why? It benefits them. When you're spending time on an app, when you're spending time on a particular habit, you're not spending time somewhere else or with another company or a competitor. You're spending time benefiting that company, that ecosystem, that habit, that lifestyle in society. And so it takes a lot of effort today to be very mindful, to be very conscious, to be very wise, to be very strategic, and as a Muslim, to have taqwa, a shield between you and that which is harmful. In this case, don't become distracted. Don't allow everything and anything to take you away. For example, if you own a smartphone, and every time you're on your phone, or every time you get a notification, you check your phone, you're becoming distracted. Perhaps if you have too many apps notifying you, turn off the notifications for the things that are not really urgent. If there is an emergency, you're going to basically, inshallah ta'ala, have access to a person who's calling you or a person who calls for some help or anything else. But generally speaking, things are not as urgent as we make them out to be. You don't need notifications every time something happens on social media. You don't need notifications for a lot of the apps that most people use these days. Can disable these notifications and you choose, you control what time you desire, what time you set to actually look at that app, to actually check your emails, to actually go through and do things. We're not talking obviously about work here or emergencies or anything else. We're talking about generally the types of leisure entertainment that a lot of people spend time on. Once you start with a task, focus only on that task. Set aside all other distractions. Turn off other notifications. Do not disturb mode. Focus on your task. And one of the most interesting tactics or advices that was given, when something comes up, whether at your work or something comes up in your personal business or at home or anything else, if a distraction arises and you need to give it attention, ask yourself if you can either, number one, delegate it to somebody else. You can delegate it maybe to the person who asked you about it. Like you send me the email. You're the one who's going to reach out to me. You're asking me for something. You do this or send it to somebody else who can actually get it done. Number two, defer it for another time. So you can delegate it, you can defer it for another time if it takes too much time. Or number three, you can actually do it if it takes only 2 or 3 minutes and you can finish it quickly, very quick to-do list item, finish it within that time. Otherwise, focus on your task. A brother mentioned, for example, after one seminar, that he turned off notifications for a lot of the messaging apps that most people use these days. He said, I started noticing I don't check them as much. I don't feel like I really missed out on much. And once I do check them, I control the time, I choose the time in which I'm actually going to check these things. I don't feel like I'm wasting as much time as before. Another brother mentioned, for example, he didn't just mute them, he moved them away from his home screen. Another brother mentioned he started uninstalling certain apps that he had. Another student mentioned that they were basically going through their apps and investigating how much time am I spending and is this really a priority in terms of my life? Is it worth it at the end of my life for, let's say, 365 hours a year or 700 or 1,000 hours a year to go to this single app that doesn't benefit me in this life or the next? Is it really worth it? Is it really wise? Or might I regret it later? Some students mentioned, for example, disabling their or stopping their subscriptions from certain types of mass entertainment services and things like that. And they've noticed that they started using their time wisely, watching things that are more beneficial, and so on and so forth. Focus on where you're headed, what your goals actually are, and try to keep the noise away from you. Try to filter things out. We're living in a time, especially with technology, in which everything wants to take your attention away. So you have to put in even more effort and more obstacles, more barriers between you and those distractions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Allahumma ameen. Imagine on the Day of Judgment, the believers standing there, and one of the few things that they might regret, according to one report from Aisha radiallahu anha, one of the few things that they might regret is an hour that was spent in which the name of Allah was not mentioned. Or in another report, an hour that passed by in which you did not say astaghfirullah. You did not seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a waking hour in which you didn't ask Allah to forgive you, or you didn't even mention the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Furthermore, one of the greatest advices, and for me, one of my favorite by far, in terms of managing your time, is a countdown timer. Now, a countdown timer, you can use this in many different ways. We'll talk more about what this means. But ultimately, the spiritual advice I want to share for now is for you to recognize that every breath that you take and every beat of your heart, some of the time that you have left in this world is disappearing. It's passing by. And once it passes by, you can't recover it. You can't regain it. To recognize on a daily basis, anytime you see a clock, anytime you see the time, for you to recognize that you have less and less hours as the days go by. And every year, for example, you're a year older, you're looking back at your life and your time. One of the greatest reflections you can and should have is how much time has gone and not knowing how much time is left. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in our times and forgive us. Allahumma ameen.